from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jeremy White with Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
Does anybody else out there want to do something like that? What do we need to settle?
Jeremy White.
When you were a kid and you were going to get sick, like you might throw up, did your family use the same bowl? You go to bed, you bring the bowl there in case you're going to throw up. Was that the same bowl as the family movie popcorn bowl?
With Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
The same bowl that you are eating popcorn out of has been thrown up into.
The sick bowl.
It's just a bowl. You just wash it. It's just a bowl. The mental damage alone should be there that, hey, whatever your little brother or sister just threw up in this last week. Now I'm eating popcorn out
of
it.
Why do we have a dishwasher?
So on Monday, popcorn. On Tuesday, throw up. And on Wednesday, dog food.
No, I see no issue with it.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. Nathan Peterman signing with the Raiders doesn't make it into the update. Oh, he's still going. You know, like, it's funny to me, and I will poke fun at on social media, Nathan Peterman. I've got my little image with the Elmo nuclear sirens and whatnot. You know, it's a thing. Peterman signing with the Raiders yesterday, again, by the way, is why I bring this up. It's legitimately incredible that he is still in the NFL at age 30 years old, right? Is that just me? I don't think it's just me. It's at this point, it's a perseverance story. I wonder why the Bills didn't sign him. They're like, do we think it was just image? Was it just we can't do this? We don't want to make headlines. You know, we just need a guy to get us through the preseason and hand the ball off. We need someone to get us through these Steelers practices. We don't need everyone to be like, oh, Peterman back with the Bills. Look at this.
I mean, hey, Ben DiNucci's like a TikTok star. So,
yeah.
He was like that, like, in the same realm as, like, Trace McSorley. So, you know, you got some credibility now and with the young
Ben DiNucci was also the backup to Nathan Peterman at one point at University of Pittsburgh. So, you know, you could have gone down that lane. Like, okay, they didn't want Peterman, so they went for Peterman's backup instead. Ben DiNucci. That was only when I think he was a freshman. Anyways, Joe DiBiase on Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. We got a loaded show for you. We got Sal coming up at 7 o'clock on Bills practice yesterday. Milano getting injured again. Also, Chase Claypool probably having his time with the Bills come to an end. We'll have Marcus Mosher from Locked On Cowboys coming up at 8. What is with all the drama there? CeeDee Lamb, him versus Jerry Jones, Dak, you know. We could get a little bit on Ben DiNucci with Marcus as well because he played for the Cowboys a couple of years ago, started a game on a Sunday Night Football game back in 2020. So anything to worry about or to wonder about here as maybe the Bills' third-string quarterback, we'll get a little on Ben DiNucci as well with Marcus. And then Joe Marino, who will join us Wednesdays throughout the season, will join us today at 8:30 on what he saw from the preseason game and where we see roster battles midway through, you know. I think I kind of want to say midway through training camp, midway through the preseason schedule here. Like, we're 25 days away from the start of the season, and a couple weeks ago was the start of St. John Fisher. So, you know, we're kind of in the middle. We're kind of in the middle here. Claypool had his number given away already. I heard Sal say that yesterday in the afternoon show. Shouldn't I take that to mean that Chase Claypool is probably done with the Bills? He's on IR, so he's technically, I think, is still on the Bills, but he's on injured reserve. And, you know, it's just kind of a whole weird situation to break down and to think about because he, even in the injury itself, Claypool, who was an interesting character in the Bills receiver room because the guys put up some numbers in the past. It's been a while, but those first 2 years of his career, 873 yards and 9 touchdowns, really 11 actually if you count the rushing. And then year two, 860 yards and two touchdowns, 200 target, 800 plus yard seasons to begin his career. And then, I mean, man, since he doesn't even have 700 total since those 2 years, and found his way to multiple different teams, traded, you know, ends up in Miami, doesn't really do much, catches 4 passes for the Dolphins in 9 games, once is targeted on the play that ends the Dolphins' season. Or I shouldn't say that. Ends the Dolphins' division hopes last year. Bills, Dolphins, week 18, Taylor Rapp's interception to close the game out. That's a target to Chase Claypool on the outside. The Tua kind of underthrows, a little bit of a double coverage thing there. He's, you know, he's been around. He's big. He's fast. He, I think, is really talented. But there was also personality stuff, and that the smoke about, wow, this is a guy that got into it with Mike Tomlin a little bit about dumb things, right? Like music at practice, and him and Tomlin traded about that in the public, and then he went to Chicago, and it was all about how, oh, this dude isn't even trying, and look at these plays where he's just not blocking. No effort being given whatsoever. And there have been question marks with stuff like that with Claypool for a while. There was, I mean, back in Pittsburgh, there was a moment where he had a first down with under a minute to go and was celebrating the first down as his teammates are rushing to the line of scrimmage to try to spike the ball. Like, there's stuff with this guy's head that you question. And I don't know, should I jump to, they called his injury day-to-day over 2 weeks ago. And they thought it was day-to-day, I'm sure, in consultation with their training staff. And 2 weeks later, still wasn't on the field, and they said, okay, we're done. IR. I don't know, is there more to the story with the injury? Maybe there isn't, but maybe there is. Does it really matter, though? That's where I really end up on Claypool. He's been this guy that we've talked about a lot and have thought about. You know, I've gotten lots of questions about Claypool from buddies. Like, hey, what are you seeing from Claypool at practices? When he was practicing for those couple of days, it wasn't long. you know, he was a guy that people were wondering about, and I was getting asked, like, how does he look? And, you know, in the couple of practices, it's like, he's just one of the other guys. Like, he's big, and he's got an arm sleeve, and he looks like he should be really good at football, but then he goes out there, and he's just a receiver. I don't know. I never really saw it. I never saw the hyper appeal, the intrigue. I guess I did see the intrigue because of the draft profile and because of the athleticism and because of the first two seasons. I understand why there was intrigue about him. But, I don't know, I just never thought that was going to be much. I personally had very tempered expectations for what Claypool was going to mean to this receiver room. I thought the odds of him really breaking through and becoming a multi-target a week player on this Bills offense just wasn't really all that likely. He even in Pittsburgh, go back through Andrew Filippone, former WGR host and a producer and also now a host at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Go to his Twitter and search Claypool and go look at what the experience was like to be a Steeler fan in the years 2020 and 21 watching this guy play. Yeah, he put up some numbers, but it seemed like it was a giant headache. It seemed like, yo, what is this dude doing? What is this? The ball's bouncing off his head, or why is he doing this here? And what, you know, the numbers at the end of the day don't end up being all that efficient, right? 56% catch percentage, 56% the year before that. So actually the same within a percentage point years one and two, you know, 100 target player, yards per target, you know, nothing to write home about. I almost thought, you know, looking through Filippone's old tweets about Claypool, and how it was like almost seemed infuriating to watch him as a Steeler. Like, why isn't this guy better? Why isn't this guy a superstar? Why aren't you DK Metcalf? It kind of reminded me a little bit of Zay Jones. Zay Jones, like, how different is that? Jones actually has carved, maybe the difference is Jones has carved himself out a career here in the NFL. But both guys were second round picks. Both guys, you know, college success. I mean, Claypool at Notre Dame. Jones, I think, was the all-time leader in catches in college, I think. And like, look what Zay Jones did for the Bills. Let me put into perspective, like, how good were those seasons for Claypool that had us thinking about, oh, maybe he could be something for the Bills. He had 100 targets, sure. But, again, not very efficient. Zay Jones in Allen's rookie year was not that far off of this. Zay Jones in 2018 had 102 targets for the Bills, 56 catches. Almost the exact same catch percentage. Jones a little fewer on the yard, 652 on the yardage, 7 touchdowns though. Did anyone remember that as like a good season for the Bills? Because he played 2 games, five games, started 2 games the year after, and then he was gone. I don't know, I just never thought Claypool was going to mean that much. I've even said that I have thought KJ Hamler was someone that was as intriguing to me to make this team and do something of significance on the roster, because I've got years of Claypool being an inefficient player, someone that drives you nuts. Hamler is someone that had his career derailed by a heart ailment or a heart condition and has not played a lot of football in the NFL and was drafted right around the same spot as Claypool was and also provided, I thought, something unique. Hamler is, you know, a 5'9", small receiver with a lot of speed, sub 5'3", 40 time. Like, we're talking about elite level speed. Are we talking about elite level player? Maybe, probably not, but elite level speed, that seems to be undisputed. And he had one rookie year. He had a rookie year where, all right, you know, 56 targets, 7 yards per target, not great, lower than what Claypool's was. but I haven't seen more than a 13-game season. That was the most he played. And then didn't play much after that, and you haven't really seen him since in the NFL. And, you know, he was someone that I was even as intrigued with. But as training camps developed here, the guys at the bottom end of the roster that, all right, let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got with Claypool. Let's see what we got with KJ Hamler. Let's see what we got with Andy Isabella again. That one a little less because we've already seen him at training camp last year in the preseason last year. Let's see what we got with Justin Shorter, right? Those are probably the three names that were mentioned the most. The top four, as it stands, has never really wavered. It was pretty much always some combination of Coleman, Shakir, Samuel, Hollins. That kind of always felt like the four. Now, Hollins has maybe developed more of a role on offense than I certainly would have predicted. But nobody was projecting him to miss the roster. At the bare minimum, it was, okay, this dude is on the team because he can give them a lot in terms of special teams and versatility and can do a lot of different things for them and leadership, being the veteran in the locker room. So, you know, Hollins maybe has done more offensively at training camp and in the preseason. Well, he hasn't played in the preseason than I would have thought. But not a surprise at all that he's going to make the team. So those four have never really wavered. And then the next group of, I might even want to say four guys that fans would have been wondering, like, okay, can I get something out of nothing here? Can I get Chase Claypool, who's kind of lost his way in the NFL, to have this big resurgence, big body, fast, and that can do something for me on offense? Can I find a diamond in the rough with a Justin Shorter, fifth-round pick? You might have thought, hey, last year I had a fifth-round pick that did next to nothing in his rookie season. Show up and show out. Khalil Shakir. They're very different, I think, in terms of how they were thought of as prospects going into their second year or going into their first year. But, hey, Shakir, fifth-round pick. Shorter, fifth-round pick. Just went really well for Shakir. Why can't it go well for Shorter? You could have thought that. I see it mentioned whenever Shorter is defended as an idea. Like, oh, this guy was the number one recruit coming out of his high school class above, you know, Jamar Chase, who I think is the same age. Shorter, I mean, he's dealt with a little bit of an injury here in camp. He's been on the field, though. Anybody? Anybody here heard anything? Maybe I'll ask Sal about this at 7, because he's watched more of these practices than I have. But anybody want to tell me that he's been showing out? That he's showing anything that makes you think, okay, there's a real player in there for the NFL? Anyone more confident right now than 3 months ago that Justin Shorter can give them something this year? Because he was an idea. He was something that, you know, a fan could have thought, okay, maybe this guy. Maybe this guy can be. We can get lucky with him. Nah. Two preseason games to go, but not holding my breath. Hamler, there weren't many people that thought, okay, maybe this is the guy that they can get something out of nothing. I might have been one of them because I think he, again, unique skill set, the speed. I think he provides something for the Bills they don't have a lot else of in their receiver room, which just is that elite downhill, straight-ahead speed. Gadget stuff to return ability. But we'll see. I mean, he was listed as the starting returner a week ago on their depth chart. Take that for what it's worth. But the drop, the he didn't lose the fumble. But he picked it back up, but bobbled the football on a return last week against the Bears. And then they brought in two guys with return experience. So what am I to make of that? There's at least more competition than there was. He's not cut. He was getting some first-team reps. He was getting return opportunities, and we'll see if that continues. Maybe it won't. So Hamler, I don't know. I was someone that thought maybe there's something there, and right now I'm not holding my breath. And then the fourth guy that you might have been thinking about, hey, this guy could be something for us on offense even. Hamler, Claypool, Shorter, and MVS. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who was signed to, I think, play a role on offense. Right? I'm not mistaken on that. He is not somebody that has ever been a big special team contributor. He's not Mac Hollins in that way. In fact, he hasn't played special teams since 2018 in his rookie year for the Packers, where he played 10%. He's never been that guy. So that wasn't it. You signed him because he was a downfield threat that has played with top quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, guy, a veteran, 30 years old, knows what he's doing. And that is just not going well, in my opinion, so far, where I'm wondering if he should make the team, and if he does, is it only going to be because he's close with Josh Allen? Or because I heard him talk with Allen in the blue and red scrimmage on that mic'd up segment the Bills did, where he talked about he's been to Allen's house. And I don't know how rare that is, by the way. How many of the players have been to Allen's house? Has Tyrell Shavers been to Allen's house? Has Lawrence Keys, that's a receiver on the Bills depth chart, has he been to Allen's house? I don't know. Maybe they all have. I know MVS has. And I know he's a veteran, and I know he was given guaranteed money. So I feel like he might end up just being on the team because it would feel easy to put him on the team. But none of these guys, and this was predictable, none of the receivers, MVS, by the way, has been drop problems, no big surprise, and has not really stood out a lot in camp. But for those four, who I think were the four that were mentioned the most going into camp as, all right, let's see if we got something here. Let's see if we can find something that makes the Bills look really smart, didn't spend a lot, not a lot of assets given up, get lucky with one of these guys. Let's see what we got. And through a couple of weeks, to me, all four of them, I mean, Claypool for sure, because he's on IR, and it would be weeks and months maybe even before he could play for the Bills again if they were to bring him back. None of those four, it seems to be happening. So you're left with your top group. And that might be okay. It might be okay that, hey, I didn't get lucky with either Claypool, Hamler, Shorter, MVS. You might have with Shavers. He made one catch, right, in the preseason game that I saw on the sidelines, I think from Trubisky. And he's been very good at camp. He has had some first-team reps. He's got more and more opportunities. He's maybe providing that special teams element as well. Like, Shavers is doing the best he can and is doing, I think, all he needs to do to have a shot at making this roster. Is he good? Is he someone that makes an impact on offense? I mean, he probably doesn't rate in that way. It'd be harder for him maybe to even carve out that spot than a Claypool or a Hamler would have if they had the same training camps. So Shavers, you should hold out some hope that, hey, maybe he's a guy that can help them too. But it's gonna be the top four. Like, any thought of there's gonna be one other guy that throws his hat in the ring and becomes a part of their offense, it's just, I don't think it's happening. I think we would have started to see more signs of that happening already. Samuel, Shakir, Coleman, and Hollins. It's going to be their four. It's going to be the four receivers that, if they can stay healthy at that position, like, those are going to be the four. And anybody else is going to be playing very, very sparingly. And to go full circle here on Claypool, you know, he might be done in the NFL. He might be done. He kind of wore out his welcome everywhere he's gone, and the Bills gave him an opportunity, and he, you know, I remember seeing that, okay, maybe he would have gone to the CFL if he had not signed with the Bills. He did not say that. He actually said the opposite. He said he had multiple teams interested. But I remember seeing somewhere else that, like, hey, CFL might be the move for him. He's from Abbotsford, British Columbia. And if his NFL career looks like it's either over or he needs a rehabilitation, it's 6:25 in the morning. If he needs to rehabilitate somewhere, maybe the CFL is where he was going to get opportunity and put up numbers and then try to come back after that. I don't know that you're going to see, I don't know that he's some commodity that you're going to see teams clamoring for if the Bills and Claypool agree to an injury settlement at some point. So I wonder if we'll ever see him in the NFL again. 803-0550 is the phone number. This looks like it's it at wide receiver. We'll have Sal on at 7 o'clock, Marcus Mosher at 8, Joe Marino at 8:30. We got a loaded show for you today. We'll go through some of what's going on with the Cowboys, especially when Marcus comes on with CeeDee Lamb. And Ja'Marr Chase, not at practice yesterday, as he awaits a contract extension just weeks after his owner said, we're not giving him an extension this summer. You have got two of the five best receivers in football that are asking for contracts at a position that has exploded in the market. And their owners are publicly saying, we're not giving them the money. And that, coupled with Ayuk, I just want to explore when we come back. Man, the timing, the Bills got unlucky, I feel like, with timing. When it came to when they had money, when they had a need to replace Diggs and a number one wide receiver. As we sit here in an offseason where there are just star receivers that are unhappy with their teams all over the place. A little bit on that when we come back. Sal coming up at 7. Your phone calls at 803-0550. We'll roll through some calls when we come back. Jeremy's off today. It's Jeremy and Joe. This is WGR.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What I've been told is that Brandon Ayuk would prefer to stay with the 49ers and has always preferred to stay with the 49ers, all things being equal. Now, they haven't been equal, but they did make that offer. In fact, both sides sent proposals within the last, I don't know, couple days, week or so. And the 49ers number has gotten better than what it was previously. From my understanding, they have agreed on a lot of the main points of the deal. Their offers are in line, but it sounds like there's just one more thing that needs to be ironed out. If that thing gets ironed out, Brandon Ayuk signs the deal. He stays with the 49ers. He drops the trade request.
That's Mike Garofalo, NFL Network, on the Brandon Ayuk saga that continues. So he talks that way yesterday about, oh no, like the Niners, like it's closer than you think it is. They're not really that far apart. That's one of those things where, you know, the insider game almost feels like you're getting used a little bit, because Garofalo there, like, okay, someone's telling him whether it's the Niners or Ayuk, like, hey, we're close. But, you know, like, oh no, he wants to play for the 49ers. Okay, sure, but he clearly wants the payday more. Right? He clearly, like, oh no, I'd play for the Niners if all else is equal. I mean, of course, at that point, he wants to be paid like he thinks he's worth. And like he is worth, by the way. I think he's certainly worth the $30 million, which is like $5 million, $6 million less than Jefferson, who just reset the market. I think Ayuk's worth that $30 million pay raise, because in a year, it's, you know, he won't be the highest paid receiver in football if he signed it. And in a year, 2 years, he's going to be like way down. So to me, like, okay, sure. No, no, like he's always wanted to play for the Niners. He very clearly has he's told the Niners time after time after time, month after month, dragging this out, that I'm not taking a hometown discount to stay here. That you keeping my numbers down from where they could be because the offense is so good does not mean that I'm not a 100-catch receiver. Just because I'm not 100 catches here because you've got McCaffrey taking up a giant chunk and Kittle taking up a huge chunk and all the Debo plays. Just because you don't ask me to catch 100 passes doesn't mean I could have been on any other team a 100 catch, 1500 yard, 10 touchdown receiver. A lot of his stuff makes, you know, you have to guess a little bit because he hasn't done it, but a lot of his numbers and his route trees and whatnot make you think, oh no, he would be a 100 catch top end receiver on another team. It is the offseason of receivers getting their big paydays. And there are two names that are left out there looking to get paid that I would hope, in a dreamland, one of the two will someday make it to a point of contention with their current team that gets them traded. I'm not predicting that for either one, but what odds can I get on one of two in the next year becoming available between Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb? Probably pretty low, right? Probably shouldn't spend too much time wasted on these guys, but it is a little interesting that, you know, like Ayuk, for instance, like you kind of have to guess a little bit that, oh no, he would be putting up 1,500 yard, 10 touchdown, 100 catch seasons if he was on another team. We know CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase put up those numbers. Lamb, last year, 135 catches, 1,700 yards, 12 touchdowns. Chase, last time Burrow was healthy, put up 100 catches, 1,400 yards, 13 touchdowns. So these two have been top flight, elite, top five receivers in the league, and neither of their teams want to pay them right now. And You got their owners, Mike Brown in Cincinnati, who notoriously is seen as cheap. The guy that doesn't pay his own guys when they deserve it. Carson Palmer has railed against the Bengals and Mike Brown for years about how, oh, they'll never keep it together. He'll never put the resources into that team to keep that thing together. And they did pay Burrow, but he's yet to really prove in a big way that he'll step up to keep anybody else. He did a little bit with Trey Hendrickson, their top pass rusher. But Hendrickson, by the way, this offseason also requested a trade because his contract wasn't up to snuff. So even the guy a few years ago that they thought they did enough to keep around, you know, maybe they did, maybe they did, because it doesn't seem like a trade's close there. But I've got Ja'Marr Chase in Cincinnati with that owner, and then I've got Jerry Jones and Lamb, and Jones, it's more about ego, I think, and it's more about kind of a way the Cowboys do business. It's not because they're cheap. Like, they'll step up and pay you. They just wait until the last second, and I don't really know why they do that. Maybe it's to keep maximum control on the player. That's probably what it is, right? Jerry Jones, you know, like, wanting to flex his muscles. Like, I'm Jerry Jones. I run this league. You get paid when I tell you get paid. Is that maybe what's going on there? And Lamb is pushing for a new deal, and Chase is pushing for a new deal. And again, I don't really think either is getting traded. And if they do, it might not be for like a year anyway. But those two, Brandon Ayuk, this, it's funny that this was the offseason where the Bills needed a number one receiver. Is it poor timing or is it actually good timing? You tell me. Because I think Coleman, you know, could do some nice things for the Bills this year, and I think Curtis Samuel is a very underrated player in the league. It's why, you know, I don't think he's actually going to do it. It's a long shot bet, but I have a bet on Curtis Samuel to lead the NFL in receiving yards. Again, not expecting that to happen in any world, but it was like a, you know, a crazy long shot bet. Why not? Throw a couple bucks down. So I like Samuel a lot, and I think Shakir is going to play a big role, so will Kincaid. Like, I think the Bills, their top four weapons, like, it could actually go okay. I can't predict, though, that in a year's time, they're going to end up with one of those players sufficing the need for a true elite number one receiver, or the want for an elite number one receiver. And the Bills are going to have money. And is it setting up nicely here? Is this offseason almost teeing it up for either the middle of this year at the deadline, or more likely after this season has concluded? Because if you want a star receiver to become available to the Bills when they have money after this coming season, don't you need the points of contention to already start now so that the boiling over point is next offseason when the Bills can make a trade like that? Isn't that the way you want it to go? So I'm almost glad, like, okay, these are huge names that I'm not predicting would become available, but maybe one does. And up, oh, here's Chase getting into it with his owner. Here's Lamb getting into it with his owner. Here's Ayuk pushing for the most money possible from San Francisco. I think Metcalf is going to join this list eventually as somebody that gets thought of as someone that can get moved. All to say that, like, I think it might end up lining up nicely here for the Bills at number one receiver if they still have their eyes set on that like they did 4 years ago in a year. For now, there's really nothing they could do. This is the team. The expectation that they're going to make a move at that position is over. It looks like they got their top four guys. And again, that could go well. That could go well. But I don't think that need is going anywhere for the true number one elite guy, the want for it. I mean, imagine one of those guys with Josh Allen. You think they put up big numbers now? I don't know that Lamb can really go up much higher. Lamb just put up a season that you can't really top. I mean, it'd be historic if you topped it. Chase could go up a little bit. I don't think, would the Bengals trade him in division? He'll be the real test for them. You know, more so than a Bills point, because these are long shot ideas. The bigger point that I want to get, I would give the Bills credit for, is when it was time. Because I'll criticize them about the hockey team. The hockey team, it drives me nuts that more resources are not put into it. That goes on all accounts. That has gone to the arena, but also the roster. And the questions about, is there an internal cap? Just, you know, the hockey team, the Sabres, it's been frustrating in this way. The Bills, it's been the polar opposite. The Bills have been top three in cash spending on their players that goes above the salary cap for years now. And when it was time to pay Tre'Davious White because he became an elite number one corner, they did it. And it was time to pay their safeties who had become elite safeties, they did it. When it was time to pay Diggs after huge seasons, they did it. They did it with Allen. They did it with Dawkins. They've really done it anywhere they could afford it. The only times, the only point in which the Bills seemingly stopped giving everybody the big payday, like they, you know, Tremaine Edmonds was the first person through the door that they didn't give the big contract to. It was seen as more because of cap reasons, not because they didn't want to give him the money or didn't think he was worth the money reasons. Again, cash spending, it's them and the Chiefs that have been top of the league and the Cowboys. But the Bengals over here, like, it is a worthy question to wonder whether they'll hold it all together. Because it's not a cap question about them. You look at Chase, you look at Higgins, you look at other players that will come available that are really good. It's really their receivers, right? It kind of runs the whole thing with Burrow. And Chase and Higgins are really going to be the two. How much do you really want to keep it together, Mike Brown? Because you've got this reputation of not wanting to do it, not being willing to do it. And everyone that has had that thought, Carson Palmer and then his army of people that think the Bengals are the cheapest team in the league, I mean, they're all being proven true. They're all being proven right now. Because they're keeping Higgins on the franchise tag and refusing to give him an extension and will probably lose him after the year. And now Chase wants a new deal, and the owner publicly is like, we're not giving him a new deal. How far can Joe Burrow push them? Because Burrow is under contract, and Burrow would, I think, revolt if they let his number one receiver that he grew up with at LSU get away. But that's a team where you have to wonder. You don't have that wonder about the Bills. You don't have that wonder about the Chiefs or a lot of these other teams. The Bengals are the one team that, you know, maybe their window closing should be more of a conversation because they do it to themselves. They close their window on themselves countless times throughout the last, you know, 25 years. Let's go to Mark in Tonawanda, who's got a thought on Bean. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Morning.
So last week I called in, I asked a question. Who should you be more hypercritical of this year, Bean or McDermott? And you guys said neither. It's going to be a down year, and I get that. But here's my thing. You were down receivers. Remember when they had to bring back Cole Beasley and John Brown?
Yep.
Recently. I mean, they had to bring back – they did not have the depth at that area. Last year, Milano goes down. I mean, granted, they had a ton of unfortunate injuries, but they're calling A.J. Klein from a family vacation. So it's almost like this year, Milano's already down in camp. We got to see something from these Bean draft picks. Dorian Williams has to step up this year. I want him to, but I just think going into this year, yeah, I mean, Brandon Bean, I'm not going to say he's in the hot seat or anything, you know, ridiculous like that. I think they've both done great here. But it's like, I mean, come on, kind of, with these with these draft picks. And they have to step up. And I don't think they did enough for Josh Allen with losing Diggs, number one weapon last year. But, dude, you're beginning with the Sabres, man. I don't know how to get out of my Sabres depression, okay? I just don't. I don't know what they're going to spend. I don't even care if they spend. Like, it's like, on who? Who's want to come here? I don't want to go down and park by the arena, and someone's going to want to come play here. I'm just –
Yeah.
That was just a side note, but I'll talk to you. See you, buddy.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for the call. That was Getting Connected with Our Fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online, northtownkia.com. Yeah, Sabres, we got 51 days till the season. We'll get there. When we come back, a little bit on that point Mark just made about draft picks needing to step up. How true is that? Quick look at the last two draft classes. Because I think the signs are they're getting contributions. They just might need... My point has always been they just need more stars out of their draft picks. But maybe they have a couple. That quickly when we come back. We'll get to Sal at 7 coming up here on WGR. Friday foursome with Encore Golf, Labatt, WGR Sports Radio, Fry 550. Every Friday, we will announce a lucky winner. We'll get to experience the excitement of playing one of Western New York's finest golf courses, Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, or Cloverbank Country Club. Plus, you'll receive a box of Encore Golf Balls, a $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, plus a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter now at WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt, Pristine, Refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter. Very quickly, that last caller, Mark, asking about Bean's draft record and how he needs some of the young guys to step up. I do think they're getting contributions. Like their last three draft classes, you've got James Cook as a starter, Terrell Bernard as a starter, Khalil Shakir as a starter, Christian Benford as a starter, Kincaid starter, Torrance starter, Dorian Williams, you hope not, but Milano injury, we'll get to that with Sal. And then this year, Keon Coleman, Dwayne Carter, and Cole Bishop and Ray Davis probably all play a little bit. So you're getting contributions. Kyrie Elam, by the way, also having a great camp. You're getting contributions. You just need stars. That's the only thing missing for me, is where are the stars? And you might have that in Kincaid. You might have that in Bernard. You might have that in James Cook, too, but that's a lesser position for me on that front. So really, it's Kincaid and it's Bernard right now for me as the next star players that are the best at what they do in the league. And then you hope Keon Coleman, too. Time out here. Sal, when we come back, practice yesterday, should we be worrying a lot about Milano's health right now or even the specific injury he sustained yesterday? We'll get to that coming up. Claypool on IR, lot to get to with Sal when we come back here on WGR.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday foursome with Encore Golf, Labatt, WGR Sports Radio, Fry 550. Every Friday, we will announce a lucky winner. We'll get to experience the excitement of playing one of Western New York's finest golf courses, Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, or Cloverbank Country Club. Plus, you'll receive a box of Encore Golf Balls, a $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, plus a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter now at WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt, Pristine, Refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter. Very quickly, that last caller, Mark, asking about Bean's draft record and how he needs some of the young guys to step up. I do think they're getting contributions. Like, their last three draft classes, you've got James Cook as a starter, Terrell Bernard as a starter, Khalil Shakir as a starter, Christian Benford as a starter, Kincaid starter, Torrance starter, Dorian Williams, you hope not, but Milano injury, we'll get to that with Sal. And then this year, Keon Coleman, Dwayne Carter, and Cole Bishop and Ray Davis probably all play a little bit. So you're getting contributions. Kyrie Elam, by the way, also having a great camp. You're getting contributions. You just need stars. That's the only thing missing for me, is where are the stars? And you might have that in Kincaid. You might have that in Bernard. You might have that in James Cook, too, but that's a lesser position for me on that front. So really, it's Kincaid and it's Bernard right now for me as the next star players that are the best at what they do in the league. And then you hope Keon Coleman, too. Time out here. Sal, when we come back, practice yesterday, should we be worrying a lot about Milano's health right now or even the specific injury he sustained yesterday? We'll get to that coming up. Claypool on IR, lot to get to with Sal when we come back here in WGR.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.